The movie Lion has been getting a lot of attention in festivals around the world. It tells the unlikely yet all too real story of how a 5-year-old boy named Saru got separated from his family in a rural Indian village and wound up some 1,600 kilometers away in Calcutta, then ultimately in Tasmania, and the long search to find his way back. It stars Nicole Kidman and Rooney Mara and the 5-year-old Sonny Pawar in the film's first half. And then Dev Patel, who was so winsome in the Academy Award-winning Slumdog Millionaire, plays the adult Saru in the second part. And it is with great joy that I welcome Dev Patel here with me in the studio. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So at what point did you first hear about Saru Briley's story? Because this is a true story.
Yes, yes. I don't remember the exact time, but I remember reading an article about it, and I was just so enthralled by this young boy's journey. You know, he was scavenging for food, you know, on the train tracks with his older brother. They got split up, and he got locked in a train carriage and was hurtled across this big country. And the beginning of his story is basically a tale of survival, you know, with this young boy. It's almost Dickensian in a way, in this very extreme environment. And, you know, then it talks about his, you know, coming into Australia and having to adapt to a different culture, a new life. And slowly these memories of his past starting to kind of haunt him. And I just thought, you know, what an amazing idea and you know, his resilience and perseverance. Well, I was really drawn to it.
And Saru Briley, this story comes out of his memoir, A Long Way Home. Were you
yes.
able to meet him and spend any time with him?
I did. Actually, we met when we shot the Indian portion of the film first, where the young boy, Sonny Pawar, he leads the film. And then I come into it. So we finished India, flew to Australia, and that's where we filmed minutes away from the family home. So I actually got to meet Saru. We had breakfast together. And he is just the epitome of a fiercely driven young man. Like he has this incredible photographic memory. You know, despite being uneducated as a child, he could remember things so clearly. And that's how he could track down using this app, Google Earth. And we really bonded. I felt like I'd known him for a long time, actually.
You know, so you said you were in India for the shooting of the first half of the story, which involves
yeah.
the young Saru, the 5-year-old Saru. So what was that like, basically, watching the movie you're in being made before you even get to utter a word?
I mean, it's incredible because you get to be a fly on the wall and you're watching part of your history, your character's history, unfold in front of you. And a lot of my part of the film is drawing on a memory, a nostalgia of a past. He's in Australia, you know, trying to transport himself back to India and remember these things. So to see those scenes played out in front of me where the mother is bathing him or he's playing with his brother in the fields, I could take those moments as my own memories.
Mm.
So that was a real privilege. And, you know, all of the cast there are just so incredible. So I was very lucky.
Can you talk a little bit about Sonny Pawar?
Yeah.
The kid is incredible.
Yeah.
But he's not a professional actor, is he?
No. Well, now you can
now
say
he is.
Because
well,
he's assigned a new film, which he's with Demi Moore in India. But he is just astounding. They went through 2,000 children in this wide casting call. And Sonny came in near the end. And, you know, he had never been in front of a camera before, never flown on a plane. And he is just incredible and so confident and effortless, you know. He's a purely reactive little creature and a joy to be around.
I mean, that was really incredible to see. It's the first part of the movie, so I'm not giving anything away. When he begs his brother Gudu to take him with him on this journey he was going to go on. Look, I can lift things.
Bicycle.
I am strong. And he lifts the bicycle. And there's that extended scene where he's holding it. You can see he's struggling to hold the bicycle. And then the story unfolds from there.
He is absolutely, he just melts your heart, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're introduced to you in the second half of the movie. Now you are a grown man floating in the sea in, I think, a surfer's
wetsuit.
And throughout that part of the, before the memories start coming back, you seem pretty well, your character seems pretty well adjusted for an Indian child in Australia, in Tasmania, to be specific.
Yes. Well, it's interesting you bring up that scene floating in the water, because when I come on screen more than halfway through the film, it's our screenwriter Luke Davies describes it as like a sort of baptism of a new person.
Ah.
And he considers himself more an Australian than an Indian, because, you know, most of his life was spent with this family in Hobart, in this fisherman town. You know, the food he ate, the cricket team he supported, he was an Aussie. And it was only until he went to Melbourne to take part in this big management course that he started to collide with people like him. He started to hear these Indian students in this big international college, you know, speaking his local dialect, and those memories started to ignite from then on. And like I said, start to haunt him. And that's what began his search for his mother and his brother.
Was it hard working out the Aussie accent?
Oh, so difficult. It took me 8 months to prepare for the role. A lot of it was putting on some weight to physically just adopt a different performance space,
mm-hmm.
Grow my hair, and then most of it was an hour a day of accent coaching and dialect. Because the Aussie accent is, you know, it can come across so broad. You know, very caricature-y, like, you know, Crocodile Dundee or Steve Irwin,
right.
May you rest in peace. But, you know, to cut away the fat and make it feel, you know, kind of natural and make it feel like it's part of your skin, that takes some time.
I'm Jonathan Capehart, sitting in for Leonard Lopate. This is the Leonard Lopate Show on WNYC and WNYC.org. And I am speaking with Dev Patel, who stars as Saru Brierley in Lion, which is playing in theaters around the country. It took you a while to get this part,
yes.
Which is mind-boggling to me. Why did it take so... Like, you really worked hard to get this part.
Well, it kind of, you know, considering my resume, you'd think, oh yeah, he would be an obvious choice, but actually that worked against me, because the fact that I was an obvious choice was like, oh, you know, we've seen what he has to offer. And on the other end of that spectrum is a 26-year-old guy who's dying for a diverse script, you know, that show, mm-hmm. can show range and depth and soulfulness. And that this was the story. So I pestered my agents to get me in the room early. And they got me in the room so early after I'd read this news article that, you know, the screenwriter and the director had this whiteboard on the wall and they were still had post-its on it. They hadn't even begun writing the first act of the script. And I was there trying to pitch myself for Saru. So it was a little bit awkward. But then I went through the process and had to audition and throw my hat in the ring like everyone else. And it makes it all the more rewarding, really, mm-hmm. when you can come out of that and say, okay, I really earned that.
You really earned it. But when you say that, like, you were a natural fit, when you pop onto the screen, it's, well, of course. I mean, that was my reaction. Now, we have to talk about the director, Garth Davis. Yes. What's he like to work
Garth
with?
Garth is such an incredible human being. You know, he's a very spiritually inclined man, and he's technically such a gifted director because of his really vast, you know, he's done a lot of advertising in Australia, and then he went on to do Top of the Lake. But this is his first feature. But we all gravitated towards this story because of his energy. He's such a soulful, lovely guy. And he, you know, there's directors that you feel that are in the trenches with you as a performer, and there's other ones that you feel objectified by, and Garth is definitely the first, you know, the one that is in there with you, crying, getting his feet wet in that water when I'm in there in the wetsuit, freezing his ass off, doing it all. He really is a hero of mine, actually, and he's, you know, changed my life in a big way.
So, I mean, you mentioned earlier how being in India during the shooting of the first half of the film helped you understand, seeing the younger character you would end up playing helped you sort of embody that character when it came time to film the second half of the film. But how did Garth Davis help you, and Rooney Mara, who plays your girlfriend, how did he help you understand your characters?
Well, the way it was expressed to me is that, you know, this young child is portraying the physical part, you know, the reactive part. And when I come onto the screen, you've had some time with this man, and you're starting to see the internal journey that he's going through, fighting his demons. So a lot of it was a process of isolation. You know, I was put on these trains in India, and I was traveling alone across the country, and I don't speak Hindi. So when you're traveling from Indore to Bhopal on this train, staying the night and coming back, you're seeing the landscape change. You're hearing the different accents at each stop coming in, the dialects. and you start to get a taste of what it would have been like for this child. And I went on a pilgrimage as this guy, in a way. You know, I went to the orphanages. You know, I met this character, this woman, Saroj Sood, who was a woman who actually took him out of this care home where a lot of these kids were being abused. And she showed him a picture of this Australian family and said, look, you are officially a lost child of India, but this could be another life for you, a second chance at life. And I met this woman. She's in her 90s, and she is just so inspiring, you know. And, you know, to have met these people really gives you not only an inspiration, but a strength, you know, to go on and do it justice to material.
Well, one of the reasons why I asked those two questions, what was it like to work with Garth Davis, but also what did he do to help you understand your character? Yeah. If I understand, is it true he had you draw your vision of the characters on like life-size paper
So
then and then make you lay down on the
kind
drawing?
Of like that. When me and Rooney first met, she'd just flown in, and she, poor girl, was very jet-lagged. And I was very nervous meeting her. I was quite intimidated, and she's so sweet now, I can say. But we were lying. He'd put these two big canvases on the floor, and he's like, "Right, take your shoes off, take your jacket off, and lie down on this canvas." And then he gave us a piece of like a charcoal, and we drew around each other. And he said, "Now I want you to paint what you see." So we started painting each other.
Oh, you painted each other?
A picture.
A picture of each other.
Yeah. And it was really interesting because what we ended up doing was projecting what we saw in the characters in each other. So Rooney's role is of Saru's girlfriend, and she is trying to bring him back to the present. You know, be here now with me in Australia. You know, that journey that you're trying to, you know, find this needle in a haystack in India, your mother, what if she's not there? What if she's, what if she died, or what if they moved? You know, and he's really withdrawing from reality, and she's trying to be this light. So I drawn this blue being with a tree growing out of her, and Rooney had drawn this kind of dark soul with a bleeding heart. And it was really interesting, but it was amazing.
There's an incredible scene between Saru, older Saru, and his mother, who's played by Nicole Kidman, and it's when you express regret at all that she's going through with the your other brother, the character's other brother, who was also adopted from India. And it's very understated, but it's also very powerful. Because if I remember the scene correctly, the two of you are very physically very close, and you have this very intense conversation.
Yeah, and that was the first scene we shot together, me and Nicole. Again, I was very nervous, and I walked into the room, and she's sitting on this chair staring out at the sea. And Sue, you know, we used to paint the real Sue. And so we're in this part of the house, which was the character's, you know, painting studio. And she's sitting there kind of broken, because she's this force that is trying to keep this family together, because she had this vision of adopting these two children from India. And my character walks in, and, you know, without giving too much away, he's like, you know, I'm sorry that you had to adopt us, because, you know, you're not just adopting us, but our pasts as well. We come with history. We're not blank pages. And she goes on to give him this beautiful speech about her intentions. And you know, I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, and that's my big fear of giving it away. Yeah. But it was the most intense. I don't know if it was the most intense, but by a close second, because the most intense moment in the movie, I think, is when Saru discovers where he's from.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
and when he makes the journey, there. I mean, you're already watching an unbelievably sweet, powerful, emotional movie, but those last few minutes are truly spectacular.
They really are. And, you know, that was... talking of starting to film in India first, we had to film the climax of the film first for me. That was the first scene that I shot. So when you have built no history with any of your actors and you're going in and doing those massive scenes, and, you know, there was no extras. So everyone in that room, I mean, everyone in that village, they were all villagers, you know, that were just plucked. And there's a man that the character finds who was a school teacher there who had the best English in the village. And, you know, it's like being in, you know, in the Colosseum, you know, you're with a live audience and they can easily turn feral. So, you know, us two actors had to really come into it, you know, really emotionally pregnant, actually. And it was beautiful because we got lost in the truth of this moment, and you can see it when you go to see the film. It's just really powerful.
And the woman who plays Saru's mother,
Priyanka Bose, yeah.
And she, I've not seen her before. She's a professional actress. She's not
completely.
Like
She's
little
incredible.
Sunny Powell.
No.
Professional actress who you see her younger self.
Yeah.
And that's still her.
Yeah.
Right? And then you see her older self. And it's really amazing to hear that that was your first, the first scene you filmed in India you hadn't met before, and yet you were able to create something so incredible.
Well, what had happened is when I'd flown in, I was there staying in the middle of nowhere and indoor, and that I had nothing to do. I'd go to set every so often to watch them, but there was nothing to do. So me and Priyanka, this actress who plays the mother, Indian mother, she, you know, we would have dinner every night and talk about the script, talk about life, get to know each other. And a week or so before that shot, before I went on to do my first scene with her, Garth, the director, said, "Now you're no longer allowed to see each other. I ban you." And he kind of starved us of each other's energy that we'd built. And when I saw her in the scene, they've aged her with this incredible makeup. And, you know, I was witnessing the events unfold in her, you know, as the audiences. It was as fresh as that. And we just kind of came together and like glue. We collided. It was really beautiful.
That explains it. I mean, it truly is a terrific scene. You mentioned how you were nervous when you first met Rooney Mara. You mentioned how you were nervous when you first met Nicole Kidman. I'm going to take you to another film, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. That's, you know, Dame Judi Dench, Dame Maggie Smith, Bill Nye, Richard Gere, Tom Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Were you nervous around any of them?
Yes. I mean, I think there's a constant theme here that we're finding. But I was nervous in the first one because the character is a showman and he's a real, really large, larger than life kind of person, you know, and he's kind of offsetting this kind of energy of the wiser folk in the hotel. But all of them were so supportive. You know, Judy, Maggie, they have such a great sense of humor. And I'd look around the room and I'm giving these big speeches about this hotel that I'm trying to pitch it like it's a Taj Mahal. And actually it's just decrepit and crumbling. The taps are not working. The food's awful. And you can just see in their eyes, they're willing you on. You know, other actors that have been in that position time and time again, just like, you can do it. And I got a lot of strength from that, actually. In the second time round, we were just having fun because this film that we thought no one would see became this big hit, and we got a chance to go back to Rajasthan in India and do it all again.
Did they swap stories on the set? Did they pull you aside and tell you stories, or did you just sit and soak it all up? Because how could you get all those people together and not have them reminisce about movies past and folks they know? And
they've all kind of worked together, like Judy and Maggie, Judy Dench and Maggie Smith, the two dames. They have a beautiful friendship, you know, and you see them together, you know, a peacock runs by and you're seeing Judy and Maggie in the morning when you're on your way to get in your car to go to set, and they're having, you know, tea together on their balcony, and you're just like, this is absurd. You're in the middle of India looking at these two titans having tea. But there was a great sense of humor. That's the only way you could get through a film like that, is everyone had to keep laughing and laughing. And all of them is, I can't pick up one bit, you know. Even Richard Gere, for instance, you know, having him there, he's big into the spiritualism and yoga, and his energy, you know, he really has a connection with India in a big way.
So you've worked with really incredible people. Who has been or is your acting inspiration? Who's your guiding light?
Oh, man. I lean on directors a lot, to be honest. Danny Ball, I kind of owe a lot of my career to, because he took a risk, you know, almost like Sonny with Slumdog. There wasn't meant to be really young children, and they were all aged up. And when I came in, he brought everyone's age down a peg, so I could be the lead in this film. And he gave me a big shot, you know, and that started a career for me and a lot of people that looked like me in stories for India, that, you know, that interest. And then Garth again is someone else who's kind of really given me a second wind with this great character and this journey. But you know, in terms of performers, every film I feel like I'm constantly surrounding myself with better performers, whether it be Newsroom, where I'm with Jeff Daniels, you know, and I'm looking at him deliver this Sorkinian, I say, you know, at a million miles per hour, and he just, you know, makes light work of it all. It's amazing. To Maggie Smith, where she, you know, just whispers the most delicate line and steals a scene in a second with a look. All of them, they're all incredible.
Dev Patel, who stars as Saru Brierley in Lion with Nicole Kidman, and Rooney Mara in Lion, which is in theaters nationwide. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.